Welcome back to Code Speak, presented by Carl Otto of Webster City here on 95.7 KQWC. Sports Director Quinn Douglas back here to wrap up our program on this Monday evening. As joining us on the line is the head softball coach of the Rolling Story Norsemen, Amber Doyle, joins us on the line. Coach, thanks for taking the time to talk to us.
Yeah, thanks for having me, Quinn.
So as we take a look, we're about through the first, I'd say first third of the softball season, or getting close to the first third of the softball season. Your team coming in with a record of 4-3, and it's a mixed bag. You played some good teams, you know, your last two losses, two teams are right there at the top of the conference standings in West Marshall on last Wednesday night at PCM on Friday night. But otherwise, you've got some impressive wins and an 8-0 shutout of a solid Forest City team out of the top of the Iowa West, an impressive comeback against Greene County a week ago Monday with an 8-7 victory game. You guys were down 7-2 at one point, came all the way back to stun Greene County in extras. And just through the early going of this season, just what are some of the early returns that have stood out to you about what this team's been able to do, and what has impressed you with what this team's been able to do here early in the season?
Yeah, you did a nice job summing up the start of the season. We've had some good quality solid wins where everything was firing, right? Pitching was good, defense was good, hitting was good, base running was good. And able to just put it all together and get out of games early. Obviously, the exciting come-from-behind win, I think, was good for our girls to see their tenacity and their fight and that they're never out of anything. We saw a flash of that again at West Marshall, coming again back from 0-7 down and getting a couple of home runs to bring us within two. And, you know, even Keeley swing an inch higher on the ball, and the game's tied up. So, I think it was good for the girls to see what they're capable of. You know, anytime you're coming into a season and you haven't been ranked and you're trying to push for those rankings a little bit, you're not sure about who you are. I think the more they can do good things regularly, the more they can see who they are, fall back on that intense situation. And we started strong against PCM. We had multiple chances to score against them and just didn't quite play to run. And it let them settle in. And I think that'll be the next jump for us, right? Is how do you attack a team when you know that they're ranked or they've got a good record? And we're right in there. We really didn't play an overall bad game against them. Really came down to a couple little things. So I'm excited about where the team is right now, for sure.
And looking at least at the individual stats, it definitely feels like from where this group was a year ago, it feels like the offense as a whole is a lot farther along in this point of the season. You look at some of the key contributors. You know, Keely Oberenders had a really good start to her senior year, batting over .350. Evelyn Carlson, you know, she showed flashes quite a bit as an eighth grader. Now as a freshman, you know, she's batting over .450, a couple home runs, 7 RBI as well. And you've gotten some other key contributors. Your daughter, Cece, obviously she's stepped up and batted really well here as a full-time starter. And then obviously you still got some athletes like a Miley Geis, a Brooklyn Jondal, who are, you know, back again once again, and they are starting to get things going at the plate as well. Just compared to where this offense was a year ago this time to where they are now, what are some of the big differences you've seen at the plate? What's allowed this group to be more successful this early in the season?
Well, I think the nice thing is a lot of our young batters have been getting in some weekends early in the spring, right? So you come into season with a little more confidence because you've had some at-bats, and I think we're seeing that showing out with the girls. Obviously, Evelyn coming back for year two, a little bit more comfortable and confident in her play, has done a really nice job for us, like you said. It's been fun to see, the bottom of my order. You mentioned Cece coming through and giving us some opportunities to score throughout our lineup has been nice. Obviously, like Brooklyn and Miley put a ton of time into volleyball year round and are always grinding there, finding those moments for softball. And you know, they're going to settle in here. I can feel it coming with both of them too, getting their softball reps or softball games in. And once that clicks, we really have a really deep hitting lineup 1-9, which is exciting to see. And honestly, Jenna Berkland Jr. off the bench is 4-for-4, which is nice as a coach to go, if I put this kid in here, it's almost a guaranteed hit. So really seeing a lot of production through the lineup, but it's exciting to see those underclassmen come in strong at the start of season.
And as we take a look at the schedule coming up, it's a pretty important week this week in terms of the conference race. You got three teams that are, I would say, right there with your team in the heart of Iowa Conference standings. Sadel tonight, Nevada tomorrow, Grandview Christian on Wednesday. All of those games are at home. Follow that up with the OABCIG tournament over in Western Iowa on Friday and Saturday. And then looking ahead to next week, you're at Nevada, another big conference matchup. You're at Pocahontas area, and then home versus Perry before you have the Kiwanis tournament on the 19th and the 20th. So just looking at the next couple of weeks and the ability and the chance for your team to really separate themselves from the pack in the heart of Iowa Conference, at least that middle part of the conference, as well as getting opportunities to get some outside competition outside of the conference. Just what are you and the staff excited about with these opportunities here coming up here over the next couple of weeks?
Well, I think you hit the nail on the head. We just have some opportunities to try some things and do some things. And we really kind of came into those first 2 weeks pretty heavy with conference. We've only played one non-conference game so far this season. And you kind of try to go with what you know works and make it work. And I'm kind of excited to try some different things and see if something works a little better, sharpen up a few skills here and there. And, you know, the softball season's so dense. You just have so little time to work things, playing games every night. And then the next thing you know, regional pairings are out and it's postseason. So I am excited for the girls to get some opportunities to play some non-conference stuff and play on the weekend, which always looks a little different than your evening time. So, yeah, hopefully we can get a nice home stand here, get 3 wins. Get some confidence and head into the weekend feeling really good about where we're at as a team. That would definitely replicate where we were last year. And like you said too, I think we're a little bit further along this year than we were last year as well as a whole.
Coach, thanks for taking the time to talk to us, and good luck starting tonight against Nevada, or Sadel.
Yeah, we appreciate you covering us. Thanks, Quinn.
All right. That was head coach Amber Doyle, the Rolling Story Norseman, here on our Coach Speak program here presented by Carl Otto of Webster City. We'll take you to the top of the hour next here on 95.7 FM.